Ready to go. Okay. So, on this Shabbat, Shabbat Hashem, we begin the fourth Sefer Chumash, Chumash Bamidbar. And, of course, okay, Shabbat is Shavuot, so I thought I'd talk about a subject which is relevant both to Parashat Bamidbar and to Yom Tov Shavuot, something about Talmud Torah, namely the question of accepting money, accepting a salary for teaching Torah. What is the case? Is the mutter? Are there any issues about it? And so on. So they're connecting both the Sedra and Yom Tov Shavuot. The Sedra, because the very first pasuk, the Parashat Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar says, "By the Bar Shon Hashem Bamidbar Sinai, Bo Moed Bechad Lachodesh Hashem B'Shana Hashemis." But say from Eretz Yisrael and more, the action described here took place in Midbar Sinai, the Torah tells us. The Medrash comments, second source, the Midbar Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Sin and Zayin, by the Verse of Moshe, the Midbar Sinai, Lama, the Midbar Sinai, Mikan Shal, Chacholim, the Gimel, Dvar, Nitna, Torah. The Torah was given through three things. By the way, our practice is always, almost always, to read Parshas by Midbar on the Shabbos prior to Shavuos. Actually, the Gemara says, in the Megillah, you're supposed to read Parshas B'chukosai, the Klolos, the Torah's Kohanim, the Tochachot. Torah's Kohanim is always read the Shabbos before Shavuos. We don't do it quite like the Gemara says. We do it the week before the Shabbos before Shavuos, and we make a little buffer in between Parshas Bamidbar. Every once in a while, you lay Parshas Nofel before Shavuos too. But generally speaking, the Bamidbar is before Shavuos. There are many connections between the Chatal, many drushes connect. Here in the second source of the Medrash, it says the Midbar Sinai refers to the Torah being given in the Midbar. It says, the Gimel Drab Nitna Torah, but A Shul Maim of Midbar. And I'm going to quote the relevant psukim. How do we know Midbar? The second line there, the Midbar Minayin by Dabel Shonashar, the Midbar Sinai, our pasuk, right? And the Gemara, the Medrash then asks, the Lama Nitna be Gimel Drab Halala. What's unique about these three things? Elama Elu Chinam Lachol Boy Olam Kach Direi Torah Chinam Hain. So it's like these things are free. I don't know, what is not so free anymore, but it says A Shul Maim of Midbar. Okay, strictly speaking, these are natural things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. It's free, so to speak. So too, the Divrei Torah has to be given free. That's one interpretation. Not talking about that aspect. Rather, Ela Kol Nisha Eina Osa Atzmo Kemidbar Efker Eina Yochel Liknos Asachachol Da Torah. Anyone who doesn't make himself like a Midbar is not going to acquire the wisdom of the Torah. Two angles. What exactly does that mean? Well, you have to make yourself like a Midbar. We'll see in a moment. The Medrash doesn't really elaborate, but the Gemara elaborates. The Gemara based on a different pasuk, not from our Sedra, but the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, a parakof alat midbar pasuk yud zayin. That's Oz Yosher, a different Oz Yosher. There was another shira, we're familiar with Oz Yosher by the Yam. There's also an Oz Yosher by the in Parshas Chukas, singing the praise of the Be'er or the student of the Arnon, whatever exactly the praise of the Oz Yosher. There was Oz Yosher Yisrael Asashira Azos Alu Be'er and Nuba, etc. That's the Midbar Parashat Chukas, Perchapala, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and on. And Pasuk Yud Ches, at the end it says, Midbar Matana, Pasuk Yud Ches says, Matana Nachliel, and the Nachliel Bamas, Pasuk Chav, Bos, Hagar, what is that all about exactly? The Gemara says in the Dor, Nachlun, I am an Al, the fourth source, Amalelo, takes the car, the Amal, it's Yushin, by Ben Milsa. One of them said to another, we'll see the details in a second. I want you to leave here, don't get up and leave, until you explain to me, my Dixil, Midbar Matana, Matana Nachliel, Matana Nachliel Bamas. What is that talking about? Those aren't names of places. What is it? Amalei kevon she'osa adam es atzmo kemidbar she'umufka lakol torah nitmalo matana. The person makes himself like a midbar, mufka lakol, so then he's going to get the Torah as a gift. That's mimidbar matana. She'nevar mimidbar matana. The kevon she'nevar matana nachlo keel. She'nevar matana nachlo, then it's his heritage. The kevon she'nevar matana nachlo keel olu zula. Then he gets higher stature. She'nevar matana bonos, high up. But in my opinion, we are small if he becomes too haughty and too self-important. Then I call Baruch Hu Mashpilo, Shenema Mosar Guide. Those are the psukim. So what does it mean? What's this whole message about? So the Ran, in Maseches Nedarim, you have the Ran printed on the side of the page. So the Ran and the Darim, the line by like Rashi, line by line commentary. So Anun Hamad Aleph there, the fifth source, my Dixir, whom we are telling, Niskavin Rav Yosef, that was the speaker here. The presentation, the house here, Rabbi, he's talking to Rabbi, she shall ruach the Yosef. Should be humble, like a midbar. Should be, if you want to be successful and achieve Torah, you have to be shal ruach. If you like the midbar, is not attractive, there's not much fanfare, not much, growing there, and so on. It's plain, so you have to be that humble, it's a lesson in humility. Just like we had by Matan Torah, the Chazal tell us that Harsinai was selected because it wasn't the most beautiful, and Torah, as you would say, wasn't the tallest of all the mountains. Yeah. So that was, so what does it mean? And probably the same thing in the Medrash and Parsha, back in Source 2. When it says, Mufkar Lakol Hefker Midbar Hefker, it means to show up, to be humble. And that's really what it looks like as well in another Gemara where the same story is told. It's Erevin Daf Nun Dalam Alaf. That was the story of Daf Nun. This source is Erevin Nun Dalam Alaf. Omer of Masa, Mayim Yusim Midbar Matana, in Nesim Adol Atzmo Kemidbar Zeshar Kol Toshimbo. Everybody comes in and walks there and so on. You know, there's no efficiency, right? So Talmud Amiskan Yodo. What does it mean? First of all, Vivim Artana, so you look there in Rashi and Erev in the seven Torahs. Vivim Artana, you can remember how Torah Nusam Artana Shalal Ishkach. What's the big thing the Torah is giving us to give for us means? It means it'll study you permanently. Don't forget what you learned. That's really the thing. Yilav, back to the Gemara, ain't Talmud Amiskan Yodo. The Gemara tells the whole story. The Gemara identifies it as players here in this discussion with Rabba Breid of Yosef, Barchama, and Halalim Milsav of Yosef. I had an argument. We'll get to it, yeah. So, in any event, the story was this Rabbi Rabbi Yosef and a different Rabbi Yosef. And they had an argument. Rashi explained in the seventh Torah, Milsav, can I hear from the Dalal Kaz? They were angry at each other, so he stopped speaking to them. Then, okay, back to the Gemara, the second line, Kimoto Mali Yom the Kippur, came to Erevin Kippur. He wanted to make up for the Mechila. He went to Ezel Apaisa, let me go talk to him. So he came in. Rava did. He found Ashkel Shame, the Shamis of this of Yosef, was fixing a cup of wine. I'll make it. In those days, you didn't just pour a bottle of wine. You had to mix the wine with water in the right percentage. So I'll do it. So he gave it to Yavel and he gave it to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tasted Ketana Omar, Domi Haim Zigon Zigon, the Rav Yosef Rechama. This wine tastes like the wine that my Rubber Rav Yosef Rechama used to make for me. Because again, everyone made the wine a little differently. And as Rashi points out, that in Mosag B'mayim Rav Yosef Saginor, Rav Yosef was blind. He didn't know who it was. It had come in, so he tasted his cup. Oh, this. And he said, yeah, that's me. He tells him, this holds Rashi. Anyway, what's the purpose here? So we said, the way the Ran learned, and that's the simple reading more in Arab in there, that it means to be like a Midbar. Shekol Toshimbo means everyone can walk all over you. Meaning to be humble. However, Rashi in Arab, Rashi rather in the Dorim, learned a little differently. Back in the Dorm now, in the 8th source. Rashi said, huh? Yes, they made up for it. Anyway, and he told him this, Rashi, fine. Now look in source 8, Rashi in the Dorim, back in the Dorim, the Haman Aleph says, what does it mean, Kimidbar Shavuq Galakol? Not talking about being a Shavuq, but rather, Melave Torah Bechinam Lakol. It means to be a Midbar. You know, you don't charge an admission fee to get into the desert. Right? Only that it's free. Right? So that's what it means, because Rashi, Melame Torah Bechinam Lakol. Not to be a Shavuq, where the Ran says, I mean, that's all my focus could be both. So the Ram is saying that the best lesson of being like a Midbar is the lesson of humility. And the way Rashi learns it teaches Torah, it means that she teaches Torah to everybody for free. Tos is there, ninth source, and there in the Dharm, and the Heaven all says, Shevuf Kalako, Shemalame Torah, at least that's the word Tachina. He just says, she teaches Torah to everybody. It's like a Midbar. It's accessible to anybody. So your Torah should be accessible to anybody. That's also how the Rush. The tenth source and the Dharm, also have the Rush on the page. Shevuf Kalako. So here we have a couple of sources indicate, at least according to some, the notion that you're supposed to teach Torah for nothing, for free. That's whether it's from the Medrash and Aristotle, from these different Gemaras and so on, you're supposed to teach Torah for free. Now, question of the Minashir, but we find and we know that many people do get paid for teaching Torah. Teaching for a salary, and Rabbanim gets rushes for teaching, and so on. Rabbanim gives rushes, get paid, so how could it be? So, I just want to go through some of the sources and we'll see what perhaps the exceptions are, what we rely upon today. There is a more famous source for this notion from the Pasuk and Parashas Haskanah, it's the 11th source, Dvarim Perek Dal Pasuk Hei. It says, Re'ei Limarti Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tivani Hashem Alokai. Vassos came, Mekarvat Hashem Atem Boim Shom Arishto. I have taught you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Chukim Mishpatim, I have taught you all the mitzvahs, Kasher Tivani Hashem Alokai, like Hashem commanded me. Okay. So there is a Mishnah in Gemara Maseches Bechoros, Chof Testament Aleph. Mishnah says in 12th verse, Mishnah says, Hanotel Schor Ladun, if somebody takes the payment, the judge, Rav answers the Shiloh, or he adjudicates the case, take a payment for that, Dino Batalin, says the Mishnah. We disregard this person's dinim. Why, says the Gemara, that's the Mishnah, Bechoros Chof Testament Aleph, 13th verse. Yeah, so the Gemara says, you know, but the Mishnah says, not supposed to. So the Gemara says in 13, same page, Bechoros Chof Testament Aleph, Menohanim, where does that come from? From Rudam Arav, the Omar Kor, Re'ei Limadati Eschem, this is Pasuk in Parashas Hanan, and the emphasis on the phrase back here, put back in 11, Kasher Tivani Hashem Elokai, like Hashem commanded me. What does that mean? Mo'ani b'chinam, hafatem b'chinam. Right, just like I didn't get anything, right? I didn't pay anything. I didn't get paid, so you shouldn't get paid either. Tanya Rami Hochi says the Gemara, Kasher Tivani Elokai, Mo'ani b'chinam, hafatem b'chinam. Yes, the Gemara, yeah, but it's very nice. What if you can't find someone to teach you for free? Or minayin shivlo motzah b'chinam. What if you're not able to, or you can't find someone shalami b'shar, you can teach it then. You pay someone to teach you. You have to learn Torah. So if you can't find somebody willing to do it for free, you have to pay him. Hamaloma emes kenei. Pasuk Mishlei, I think there's there in the 14th verse, Mishlei parakol gimel, pasuk kol gimel. Emes kenei. Emes kenei, Rashi explained, Horus Chol says, of emes Torah. So you have to buy it if you have to. But, back to the Gemara. Minayin shalayoma kishem shumalatia b'shar kach arm dena b'shar. Let's say the only way I was able to learn was to pay somebody. And now that I become learned myself, am I allowed to say, well, I had to pay to do it, so I'm going to charge you? No. It says, Tamaloma emes kenei v'al timkor. Look at the whole passage here in 13. Emes kenei v'al timkor chochmo musar rina. Right? So, ain't notin, says Rashi there in 15, not immediately. The ain't notin is called a roll. The Talmud Torah shall not allow you to take your reward, take pay. Okay? Now, as a side point, the Ramban and Rashi discuss what exactly does it mean. And the Mishnah says, well, we have to publicize that this dying is not a good dying because he takes money and so on. So what exactly does it mean? And there are cases when you do that. The Ramban and the Kedushim and Kedushim, Nun Ches and Bei, Dilo Masra Hoditman, Sur 16, right? V'nirish she'ena b'chal ha'psulim v'dirin she'etzarach ha'choz. This is not among those, the psulim, that you have to make a ha'choz an announcement about. Ela me'atzonim b'teilim. Rather, they're inherently, in some way they're worse, they're inherently no good. Why? Look at the end. Look at the last line. I mean, because you're violating his din. This judge is in his judgment is violating his din. So, okay, Mr. Abba Bavari, but it's sort of like that conceptually, right? Itself inherently no good. And my mind goes on the part that I just skipped over because that same mission says you're not allowed to take money to deliver aid to either. Let's say, no aid. I can't say, you're paying me. I'll go to court for that. You know, so you're not allowed to do that either. That's what I'm buying there. It's told the Rashba. Also commented on Kiddushin and Chesam Beis in 17th verse, Habitran, he says, Midiksoni Dino of the Talon, it doesn't mean just in this case, that Dino of the Talon, this particular case, his rulers are disregarded. And a cold Dino of the Talon, I feel also Shalom, the Shalom of Kolom. Even if you don't know, right? It's inherently the psul, so to speak, in a way, in the Gavr, because you're doing something inherently no good. That's interesting. If you look at the last few words of that Ramban that I printed, it's nullified, it's disregarded, you know, it's no good.
His rulings, his decisions.
You look at the last three words of the Ramban, I think from 16. The Afal Pish Shemata Mishneya. Even though the Ramban is hinting at something we'll see in a second, it's not a matter that I took money so it looks like I'm going to avoid one side. Both sides paid me. So, in other words, it's not a Shochat question. We'll see in a second. That's what the Ramban, our sport at the end writes like that also. It says, even the Lekam Mishulo Sikach Shochat. So that is the Rashbod there in Kedushin points to a Gemara in Ksubis. Okay? So does Tosu Mechoros. Let's look at 18. Tosu in that same Subim Mechoros, Chav Kesem and Aleph, right? Hanotos Chav Odin Yom Telem, Vahod Itnan, but a Mechua Hadayet, Shanotos Chav Lodim El Shadin of Din. But I thought we learned elsewhere that Mechua Hadayet, it's not nice, it's Mechua, it's improper, but his decision stands. Those are very important points. The agar batola the mucha shari. Agar batola agar is payment, like lefum tzara agra means payment. If it's schar batola, that's allowed. What is schar batola? It means you're paying the guy in effect for his time. You're compensating for his time, not for the work that he did, not for the compensation. Because now dealing with this case, he can't do something else. He can't go and paint somebody's fence or make a living. He's got to. That's the last. That's one important point in Tosis. But we'll get back to that. The next Tosis on the same page in Korshkov says, well, still source 18. Moani Bechinam says, one second, you're not allowed to pay a dayan anyway. So what do you need a special pasuk? In Tomar, Veshochad lo stikach, Tomar achmona, Kerner, oh, Lomali, what do you need this special pasuk? You can't pay him anyway. He's not a bribe. You're not allowed to pay a judge money anyway. So what do you need a special drusha, special pasuk, Shochad lo stikach? Allah Pirchi says, so the Trey Milin is two different things. Okay, because as we see in Ksubas, Taras Agra, Hainu Schar Tircho. Okay, there are cases you can pay for his time. Taras Shochar, what is Shochar? You're paying the guy to look into my position. Not necessarily, you know, disregard the other guy, but look, you know, I'll spend a lot of time on my point of view. That's what it means. So that's where the sugya and tsubas will be helpful. I apologize. In 19 and 20, the sugya and the Gemara and Rashi, rather, tsubas, kufayim and aleph. So, you know, this way it fell out. It's on the same page here. They look back and forth. So let's flip back and forth. Look in tsubas, kufayim and aleph. Source 19 says the Gemara, Amr Marati, goes rig zero shabu shalayim. The Bore Hara, the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, Hayunokin and Tzcharan, Tishim and Tish, they got 99, whatever the salary was, Mitzvah and Talishka. They got paid out of the communal funds, the Nachta Shekel, the Mitzvah and Talishka fund. And it says, Larotz and Ositanale. Public funds. Oh, good. Very important point. Public funds, right. Larotz and Ositanale. They wanted more. They weren't satisfied. You give them more. What do you mean, Larotz? Sheaskina. Elo Sofku. There wasn't really enough for them. They didn't want to take more. Let's just look at Rashi in 20. We'll go back and forth. Rashi notes in Scharon responds to another piece of a sukin in Nachman. The key point, Rashi, because they weren't able to do other work. Since they had, the assumption was, at least in this case, these weren't people who necessarily all day did this. They had regular jobs, but sometimes people needed them to be involved in rendering a decision, so then they wouldn't be able to do the other work, like we said before. So that's what the. Back to the Gemara in the second line of 19. They're not just that. They were involved. They were needed, on a need basis. So the Gemara then goes on and says in the second line of 19, Karno.
That is the basis.
No. Somebody else. Now, Karno, that's the name of the person. Karno, I'm a shokel, Easter and Mizaka, and Easter Mechayel. Easter is a coin. He would take from each guy, the each litigant, he would take this coin and the Dain Ladina. Then he judged the case. He asked the Gemara, the Hechal, how can you do that? Lachshira Shochan lo Sikach, and said not to take a bride. The Chitema, Hanimila Hechal Shochan with Harvayu. Maybe Shochan is only when I take from one guy. Right. Maybe that's why it's not Shochan, because he's taking equally from both guys. But still, Dilma Oslo Sudina, kind of came to the Shochan by the Oslo Sudina. He's not going to sway the case. Who said it's allowed? Okay, the shochet lo sikach is no matter what, under any circumstances. Because what do you need the pasuk for shochet lo sikach? You shouldn't sway your judgment. That's a different pasuk. Top of the next page, lo satan nishpat. Now I do that anyway. Without a bride, you can't sway the case in one. Even if you're going to acquit the right guy, deserves to acquit it. You're going to mechayel the other guy, no matter what. We still have to take shochet. Anyway, at the end of the Gemara says, "Hanimila, the only issue is hechad the shakul tor shochet. Karna the Torah's agra have a shakal. He took it for his work. You look in Rashi in 20, a few lines down. The Torah's agra schar torach, right, for his work. Okay, so says the Gemara. 1 second, is that allowed? What do you mean he got paid for his work? I thought that's the mission b'choras Gemara. It says, that's not a note of schar lodun dinu b'talin. That's the mission b'chor. You know how to take for the work. Hani nili schar dina. But kaina agar b'talin have a shakil. Okay, what is agar dina? Look in Rashi. Lo omar lechem hadin ki mischar kach lekach. You tell the litigant, so the guy who's asking the shayla, you pay me, I'll give you the answer. That you're not allowed to do. Because then you tell him you're paying for your decision. That you can't do. But agar b'talin, says Rashi, batel min lachto. He now wasn't able to spend time on whatever his panosa was. That's different. That's a whole different story. And the Gemara goes on to explain. And the Gemara goes on to add that it has to be muchach, to be clear, it's like that. Okay? Because the Gemara says that Kesar, he had a job to smell the wine. That's what he did. He did a wine tasting. Now it needs more sugar. It needs less sugar, whatever. That was his job. He smelled it. He tasted it. That's a rasha miriach ba'otso. It's yayin. Okay? Or you're saying, is this about to go? Better sell it now because by tomorrow it's going to be spoiled, you know, probably whatever. Next week, can't store it too long. So that was his job. But meanwhile, people came and asked him to make this. They wouldn't be able to go and get work. He's not going to get paid. He's a day jobber. He's not going to get paid, so that's what you're allowed to do. Okay, same thing. And then I have another example. Good. So, Tosus and Ksubis, there in Kufheim and Aleph, source 21, Tosus and Ksubis makes a couple of important points that's relevant. We've already seen now the exception of Schar Batolim. You can pay a guy for his time. Tosus makes the point. What about the? Why did the Gemara here in Ksubas bring up the Shochat issue? So the second line of 21, Tosus and Ksubas, Kufa and Al-Dilat will go zig there. The Kana, right, in the case of Kana, they asked about Shochat, but the Gozik there didn't ask. Omer Tam, Mishum Do'a Osir, Amabalai Dinim, Amahacha Misof Pibor. the difference, are the litigants paying or the community? If the community is paying, there's no shochad issue, right? So that's an important point that Tos brings out too. Sometimes you can avoid, you can do it out of community funds, okay, as opposed to out of other funds. That's one answer. But then Tos goes to a different model. Tos says another terrorist. Sometimes you have a situation, a big community, you need people like a standing bezdin or a sitting bezdin, right? The guy never has time to go do another job, right? So then you can go, hire him in his finest, and these guys can't make a parnasa. So who's going to go into that line of work? You can't make a living, right? So you have to pay people for their time, and not just you grab him for 1 second, now that next hour he can't go to work. Okay, it means that another case, you have a person, this is their livelihood, that's also okay. Mutal ala tibur lefarnasa, it becomes a communal obligation to support them. Okay, now in the case of Kana, akroi the alma hayoshim loyal itoska. Kana was just a temporary, one side, the guy is in the bar, that was the issue. Okay, but in any event, it comes out that the Shkar Talmud Torah is also, but now you have another exception. If you have somebody who this is their whole parnasa, that's the whole livelihood, that's also okay, according to that post. Rosh has a tshuva, source 22, Rosh has a tshuva. Shuvah to Rosh, Klal Nun Rav Simen Hay. He's talking about a specific case. Very important. Very important. If you're paying the guy Shkar Batolah, you only have to pay him how much he would be able to make doing the jobs. I would say minimum wage. Okay, so whatever minimum wage is per hour. What is now $59 whatever it's an hour. Now you pay the minimum wage. So you're allowed to pay the guy whatever he would have ordinarily got minimum wages. Elsewhere, they say that about a doctor, right? You're supposed to do it saving life. You're paying Shkar Batolah. I always said that. They were should take, like the doctor, same thing. Anyway, in any event, the Gemara said,
what? You're a lawyer, did they?
Yeah, well, that's not a mitzvah. But anyway, so, now the Rosh goes on, and actually he says, it's only talking about a guy, lo mikut chava tola, in lo sha'asa p'malachta o mispata mena. He has another job, and now he's not going to go to work because he's involved in this case. But it can't be. Avalo shom adam, shemi zama rabeh. God can't say, well, I don't want to judge your case because maybe I'll be able to make a million, salary now. But that's not shkar batola. Then it's not allowed. Okay? Because then so you're only taking it for the case, and it's a bad thing. It's all. All right? Now, he writes at the end, though, last couple lines of that source 22. Lachain emor lakal mishmi. He told them this in the shout. Tell the community in my name. You can't find somebody in the community who's willing to offer every now and then and judge a case. Should community fund? They should do it. Okay, like we see, that goes in there, Shemushalayim, who got paid, let's remember, out of the Tumas Halishka. So the Rambam brings us to Halacha about Zionim in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parak Chav Gimel Halacha 8, 23. Right? Called by Shemushalayim, then Lidon, Dino, Betalim. So unless, so there's Shkar HaNikar, it's noticeable that it's the Shkar Batala. Okay, the guy will judge. Look, okay, I'll go to judge your case, but you have to now pay somebody else to finish this job that I'm in the middle of, right? In other words, because otherwise I'm going to lose. Let's say he owns the company, I'm going to go away, and I was going to manufacture these things. So you pay someone to do this. I don't lose in the end. Okay. That's allowed. That's allowed. As long as it's nicker like that, then it's, and also the Rambam writes, detail Mishnah and Mishavah. Got to take the same from both litigants, both sides. And Shulchan Aruch brings Halacha as well, Chosh Mishnah to Mintes today. They have the same idea. Okay, so those are the cases. Actually, we have a couple of exceptions now, but to the rule.
If you agree and I agree to use this
first. It's a different discussion, yeah. Or it could be right. That's one thing. Or they each choose their own diet, and they get two diets together. It's just a third different case. Just to mention, I agree with the 5 points in Choshe Mishnah, but later, Milchus Eidus, 25, there, it's talking about paying for witnesses. It's no good, just like Schar Lodon and the Sma. It's in Lamadalit, Nem Rav, 26, and the Shulchan Sma is a commentary on the side of the page in the Shulchan Choshe Mishnah. The third, this is all based upon the Pasuk of Eschana. Even though we had other sources, Mar says it, but that's the principle.
So does not take money?
No, not. That's not.
He's going to lose
the Eidim. Yeah, the Eidim is a different thing. I was saying the idea of Dayanim, it's because it's considered.
Why is it different?
No, I'm saying, but it comes up in that sifah, that Eidim. Okay? Yeah. Now, what's the limit exactly? Ma explains. Ma'ani, what does it mean, ma'ani b'chinam? Just explain the limud. So the Sma writes, ma'ani nitztavisim Hashem yisbarach b'chinam. I got from Kadosh Baruch Hu free. I didn't pay this Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo nasati lo schar. I didn't pay a Kadosh Baruch Hu salary. The teaching. So if I tell me, so it's many b'chinam. Shlo nasati lo schar. And you didn't pay me either, he said to call yourself, right? Moshe didn't get paid for his job. So chen tassel doris. That's the drasha. Now, the Rambam brings the halacha in Hilchos Shkalim Perek Dalel HaZayin, that it is not just Dayanim, but other people who are involved in communal religious matters. Look what it says in 27. It says, Magiyei Svarim Shem Yerushalayim. The people would examine the Sifrei Torah, Sofrim, and would look at the Sifrei Torah. No, it's controversial. Dayanim Shedar HaGazon Yerushalayim. No, it's controversial. And how much? It says, Tisha on the Chol Shana. It says it was a yearly salary. It's a yearly salary. So Moshe Feinstein writes, it was 5.28, and one of his children, Igus Moshe, Choshe Mishpur, Chelek Beis, Simon Chav Vav, Anav Gimel, says the Moshe Feinstein, what's the idea? What's the sort of the logic behind all this? He says, as far as Schar B'Tali allowed to take, okay, what we mentioned, it has to be from the Tarvayu B'Shavah. Why? Because let's say, yeah, one second. So he says, Nirash Atam Pasha, the third line. Sheish Lachos Shabiyatu Lodesh Mashal Miyosef. Now, let's say the guy is, Rosh is clarifying the following. Let's say the guy in charge is $100 for a case. Okay, that's his rate. There's a single outside, $100 a case. So one of the litigants, I'll pay the $100. So you could argue, says a motion, he's going to get the $100 anyway. That's his, so what's the difference? I don't care. But it came 75 mules, all 100 doesn't matter. From the point of view of my seller, I'm not gaining anyway. But Moshe, still, it's not right because subconsciously, he says, Avshayna Revach Maman Lazer, after my Riach Osebech anyway, still, Kavash Akhofan, Lacham Lazer, Ataman, Ataman, Yeshlochosh, and Iskarid, Sas, Taita. Even though you don't make any more, you're going to get paid the same anyway. Okay, but still, you'll lean in that direction. Okay? And, then he has a lumbus thing in the second paragraph. They don't have to say Tom, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. But you can look at it yourself, and that's saying Chuba. But Moshe writes, I'll eke out Tom another thing he says, because in a certain sense, how does Tar, this is what I really want to show you, how does Tar Batala work? What's the idea of the lumbus of Tar Batala? What's the lumbus of Tar Batala? He says, because it's aims that have to leak a Tar Batala. So you're not being paid for your work. That's not allowed. What happens is as follows, okay? If I get paid for my time, so now I have a mitzvah, basically, to be a dayan for free. I'm being a dayan. In other words, this is to tell you the mechanics of it. In other words, I'm being paid for the time. When am I obligated if I have nothing else to do, right? So I have to answer. So now, in effect, I have nothing else to do. That's how Tzchar Batala works. You're paying the guy for his time. So now he's basically free. He's free. He's relieved. He's free to sit the judge. That's the most just explaining the mechanics. Maybe, yeah. Or as we'll make you later, perhaps independently wealthy. Okay, right, important point. That's what Moshe writes here. Okay, anyway, but he says at the end, again, he has to take from both people equally, the way we said before. And that way, he was relieved of his parnassah responsibility by both sides equally. Okay, that's what Moshe. Now, another important point, or other heterium, yeah.
Well, the issue of a riot in later, in terms of, if you're paying for someone to do something, then there's an acquire for them to give his daughter reason to die again. If you're not paying with that, don't bother me if I don't do that.
Yeah, I think somebody does say that later. It may come to later. I think I came across that. We say things like this, when people are volunteers, they don't take the job so seriously. because what's the difference tonight? Well, I don't get paid on this. It could be, yeah. I think we'll mention that later. Getting back, so we have a couple of...
It's a two-way street.
Yes.
They said if you tie work in the Gehenna...
Right.
Because you don't owe the money. Guy has that money, sick,
right.
To heal.
Right. All right, anyway, so far we've had the idea of Tzchar Batala. We've got the idea of somebody that's his entire parnosa. And as long as you take equally from both. Tosus is there back in Bechoros, that same Tosus. We started before the second half of the Tosfos. Do ask for Ma Ani Bechinam. So it's number 29. Chavtes and Alvin Paris. The aim is small. Al Dain Exer Shulshalim. the note in Schar Mitzvah Lishka, the beloved time of the Agabatala Buch of Shari Asam, even if besides Schar Batala, as we said before, came in the Chol Asakam Haya out there. That was their whole business. Well, else give a Shulacha, they had nothing else to do. It's a Karchum Sikhum is finite, they have to make a fun of it. So that's what's allowed. Okay? Umashinogin Akshav, this is a key point for us. Umashinogin Akshav will know Torah Bishar. Tells us that which today we get paid for teaching Torah. In Elop, Ameli Sparne, sure, if he has nothing else to live off of, then it's Mutter. Or affiliation with Schar Batala, like we said before, for the time. And then he mentions two other things at the end. The Od B'Ketanim, sure, to teach Torah to children, that's allowed. Mitam Shimur, or Schar Pisa Tamim, Kirmucha Per Ein Ben Amudur. He refers to a Gemara in the Darim. Two more Heterim. So let's look to Gemara in the Darim. 30. Lamed Vav Mevei is going over to Lamed Zayin Lamed in the Darim. Gemara says like this. The person takes a Neder. There's Muda Hanoh. I refuse to get Hanoh from. Right? I don't want to say, okay, now I get Hanoh from the guy. Let's say the guy is a Torah teacher. So it says, Melamdo Medish Halachas Agadus Avaloy Lamdo Mikro. Okay, the guy can teach him Medish here means not Medish like Mishnah. You know, Halachas Agadus. We'll see why. Avaloy Lamdo Mikro, but not Mikro, not Parshu Chsav, not written. Why not? Mikro, my time, Avaloy Lamdo Mikro. Because by teaching him for free, you're saving him the money he would otherwise have had to pay, and therefore he's getting hanah, getting monetary hanah. The guy took him that I'm not going to get any monetary hanah. So ask the Gemara. So why is it different? My Mishnah. That's the next question. Let's see. That's the question. The Mishnah Nami comes the same thing. Our Shmuel notes, the Mokom Shinotlin Tchar Alamikr, they note this Tchar Alamikr. It's probably a place where people would get paid for Mikr, wouldn't get paid anyhow. So I can teach you Mishnah, whatever, for free because I'm not in a hurry, because you wouldn't pay me anyway. You don't save it a dollar, $100 for them. So let's see. Exactly. So the Gemara says that's on the Brother Day. So I'm going to say, I'll talk to Mashon. The Afilah Mokom Shinotlin Tchar Alamikr, Shari Lamishko, Alamikr, Shlo Shari Lamishko. We see a distinction. Now, ask the Gemara, Maishna Medrash Talo. Why can't you take a schar for extrapolating the psukim and so on? The answer is, Dechsiv, our pasuk, not our pasuk here in the Midbar, our pasuk in the Chanan. The O.C. Tziv Hashem, Vaitu Lamedashem, Uksiv, V're'ei, Limadati Eschem, Chuk, V'shvatim, Hashem, Tzivan Hashem, Mo'ani Bechinam, Hashem, Na'am Bechinam. So that's why, say it in 1 second. But Mikronam Bechinam. So why is that pasuk only about the Gemara, and the pasuk is also about Chumash? Rav Omar Schar Shimur V'yechar Schar Pisa Tami. That's what that tells us in B'chorz alluded to. What does that exactly mean? So let's see the Rashi there in the Dharam. Even though when you learn the Dharam, so I said before the Rambam's on the page, there's also Rashi on the page, but assume that generally in Yeshiva they don't study this, so that comment as much. It's probably not the real Rashi. It's a lot of Nefarish and other things unimportant. I think in many Rishonim, Rachon referred to it as the Nefarish. I think in the article they call it the Nefarish. No? Right? Are you learning Dharam now? Same idea, right? A few places where it's probably not Rashi. Good. So anyway, so that's we'll call it Rashi. That's pretty good. Well, Lahachila, I'm going to Mikra Bechinam. You shouldn't teach this guy, who's the Mudah Hanah guy, shouldn't teach Mikra Bechinam. Why? The Kamahanu has her. Because you're saving him the money. Sharalita, Adam Alamdo, Halachas, Bechinikin, Halacha, because they're not Mahanam at all. And then 32, that was the Rashi I'm a little out of development days. I'm on the time at all. Mark continues, when the 32, he says, the hachal are then a mikro the whole the shar the mishkal tchar, the malam the ruchinam, I don't know, you're saving the guy the money. So, why is the mikro different? Rav said, look, this is important in Rashi 32, Rav ama maitani til mishkal tchar in a mikro, even if she ain't open tchar ela tchar shimur. Who are you teaching mikro to usually? Who's learning chomish usually? The little kid. So, you're not paying him for the, you're paying for the babysitting. That's what he's doing, right? You're taking care of the kid. Tchar shimur. Infant means little kid. Well, that's what the Gemara says, though, because you're holding on, the kid shouldn't. I went further, I have a cousin.
Yeah, but when does the kid get a little bit bigger?
Oh, we'll see. So, yeah, I have a cousin who's a very fine Talmud Chacham, so he was, now he's on Shiva when he first started out. So, he was teaching in the afternoon, say, there's some Yeshiva. He had the kids from like, I don't know, 3 to 5, whatever, high school. How many high school boys that much interest in learning from 3 to 5 in the afternoon? You know, tough enough in the morning sometimes, right? But 3 to 5 in the afternoon, so then he asked the yeshiva, And what Masechta was learning is what should he cover with them. So he said basically the answer was try and keep them indoors. Now basically, well, try to keep them indoors. Make sure nobody breaks anything. Make sure nobody gets hurt. And then you're successful with the Rebbe, right? Right. So that's basically your babysitter, Tar Shimur. Okay? So he says, you keep the kids away, keep the kids off the streets. It's talent, Sichem Shimur, Lemay the Mikra. But to answer your question, Josh, this Rashi says, okay? There's a difference between Tanim and Dolim in this regard. That was Rav's answer. Yochanan has a different answer. He says, you're allowed to teach, you get what's called Schar Pisuk Ta'amim. Says Rashi there, 32, Shachem and Al-Shemalandim Nikud Ta'amim. Who Schar Matzah Mishkal? He says this is, it's not really, it's teaching him the truck or certain things that you're, the way he writes, it's kind of tangential. It's not the essential part of it. Not the Iker so much. That's what he says.
How do you get
okay?
I mean, how do you get into the Torah Shabbat Peh?
No, the Torah Shabbat Peh, we said.
The same category as the Torah Mikra?
No, so Torah Shabbat Peh, we said that you're not. Torah Shabbat Peh says you can teach the guy because it's free anyway. You cannot let it get paid for it. You're only allowed to get paid for Torah Shabbat Peh. Why?
Why?
Because either this reason because it's babysitting or because you're teaching the tangential stuff. But the main stuff you shouldn't get paid for. That's what comes out of that. Come on. You shouldn't get paid for that.
Yeah,
okay?
Oh,
let's see. Good. We're not done yet. They're looking around. As I said, the Ran is on the page in his own. You look in the Ran. The Ran says, 34, Amar Shmuel, he says, Nir b'ena d'hochit v'shem medina mutar lito schal ar mikra v'la medrash. You can't get paid for mikra, but not for medrash. Not for, again, medrash means halachas and so on and so forth. And then he discusses, maybe it depends a little bit on the place where it is, you know, where they machmir in the community. Some communities didn't get paid to anything. Some communities at least got paid for mikra. You look in the second round, they rule, in the halacha kaimalon, hochi. Midrash lo shari in the mishkal. You're not allowed to get paid for halachas and mishnayas and things like that. However, but Schar Batala is allowed, like we saw in the cases before. Schar Batala is allowed. Okay? And again, what's also allowed is Schar Shimur and Pisuk Ta'amim.
Schar Batala for Medrash also, right?
Yeah.
So that saves
you. Right, that saves you every time, right? But what we've thrown in here is other things, even for not, other things besides Schar Batala. Schar Shimur, even if it's not Schar Batala, you get paid for babysitting, that's the last thing.
Right.
So anyway, he says now the Ran gives a reason at the end there in 34. Rabbi Yochanan was scar piece of coming. He says there's a slur because what was the pasuk? What's our original pasuk to begin with? Our original pasuk is where Eli Manatiasem. Chukim u'mishpatim. That's where the ma'ani b'chinam comes in. Things are in the category of chukim u'mishpatim. The details, the drushes, and you know, the all those things. That's what you have to do b'chinam. But things like pisuk ta'amim, the trap, that's lav midoraisa. Therefore, hilchach lo hal b'chlal chukim u'mishpatim. It's not included in the original thing altogether. Now, what's the difference between right? In other words, that's why. So that's the question. You could say it. You could say it's on the Chumash Potter. Now, but anyway, he also says the difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan's heter is only for teaching kids. Okay? Says the Ran, Rav does, he says, V'ika ben Rav and Yochanan lamed mikro le gadol to lo boy shimur. You teach for free mikro to a gadol. That's Rav says it's also. Okay?
That would be for money.
I mean, for money, right. Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? For salary, I'm sorry, yeah. Can you teach with the salary? She says, Rob's is not allowed. Okay, anyway, but on the other hand, the Torah Shabbat Peh, again, that's another difference. The Tosas in the Dorim mentioned something else back to that. Well, she says, you know, where do we learn? We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ma'ani B'chinam. She has an important caveat here. I mentioned this before. Tosas to Ramatza HaKamashon writes, says, Mistama Moshe lo nafal socham Yisrael. Mistama Moshe didn't get paid. She'osher haya. Moshe was independently wealthy. Now, if this is what Tosas means, you can maybe make a difference between a Rebbe who's already wealthy and a Rebbe who doesn't have what to live off of. That's exactly what he said. I'm saying, Tosas is saying, it emerges from Now, not that many people going to chinuch were that wealthy. I don't know. He was busy though with Atzmos Yosef. The other thing that the Tosfos says the next day, Rav Atzmos Har Shimur, he says, ain shimur. Again, the distinction between gadol and katan, as we said, and he says, and things like pisuk tamim, right? And it's hard pisuk tamim, says Tosfos. So the pisuk ainot tzarich elu darbanan. That's all darbanan, and therefore that you can charge for because lo shayach lo mamani bechinu lachat bechinu. That wasn't included in the pasuk to begin with. The Rosh, right, in his parish there in the Dharma, is also printed on the page. Money the chinam tziva tzilam is kind of chinam kamo shulam. The chinam said, "So schar shimur, what's schar shimur?" He says, "It's not just babysitting. No tlanam tana halom the mikol shomer shalol yechu berchavos. You run around the streets, get into trouble. Or beshukin and in the marketplace, the aziko that cause damage, or the yuchnechu the dvarim rayim. They'll get to pick up the street. I mean, the Rosh was aware of that already. You know, the 1200s. Interesting. They're picking on. So anyway, that's just an interesting point." Okay, what's chayav pisuk tamim lenagin on the cross? The Rosh Trump. And the last time of time of day, the Rosh writes the Masal of Avinu b'Mikra. He writes that anigan Avinu lechaver Mikra lemalalata. That could be important because the Trump maybe is more important in a way because you know you have to know where your commas are and where the pause and so on. It's not just that's right. That's asking for by Mitzvah. You shall
need the same hour, 10 minutes of the Trump.
I don't know. You have to break it down. The Rishali says explicitly in the Dharam Paragadol of Gimel. The Rishali says explicitly. It says Mani Bechim and so on. So he said Mani Bechim Avtem Bechim and Yochol Bikur V'Targum. Okay. He says V'Iyatem. So the drasha is Chukum Mishpatim Chukum Shchatim Avtem Alam Bechimam. V'Iyatem Alam Bechimam Mikur V'Targum. For Mikur you can charge and Targum you can charge also. The problem is the Gemara then asks, "B'chein chal masniyah the masnaya nasavin agriyah." But don't we see that people who teach other things do get paid? So I'm going to do the barely shlo schar b'teilah, and it's open you shalom schar b'talon. Okay, like we said, you're telling the last one. Now, well, wait a minute.
Is it to be the best answer all around? Can we say already? He's already had this job.
I mentioned. Okay, now. The carbon edus is an interesting thing because the Yushalmi goes on. Look at the last few words, 38. That Yushalmi says, "Amar b'zeira midivrayim midrabbanan." Now I will tell you off the bat that Tzvi Moshe learned that phrase "Amar b'zeira midivrayim" is on the next passage of Yushalmi. Yushalmi is very interesting. The opportunity that I mentioned was both to work on the art school. The Yushalmi says it's very fascinating because we sorely miss Rashi in the Yushalmi because it is difficult to find one mafarish, And sometimes where the period is, where it's even tougher than the Shaman, we don't appreciate what Rashi did for us in the Bible. There are no vowels. So and here's a perfect example. It says, Amr B'Zerah B'Divrayim. What's Midrabanan? So, from St. Moshe learned that it's going on in the next passage. Nothing to do with what we just said. But the Korban Eda, one of the other classic commentaries in the Shaman, it's printed in 39. The Korban Eda says, Amr B'Zerah B'Divrayim, that's part of our Gemara, or our topic. That which the people teach Mishnayos get a schar, that's Midrabanan. That really, you could argue that too is part of Mani Bechinam. But why are we allowed to get out of it? Yesh Koch Biad Bezim Makor Dovim Atar, Bedovah Shulukhim Atar. The old Yesh Koch Biad, very interesting. Right? Sometimes the Chacham, even though strictly speaking, Mani Bechinam should apply to this too. And I think you can extrapolate from this to Yerushalmi, the way the Kabbalah learns further, that for the Takan of the Tzibur, you needed to have people who were trained in some of this field. So that even if there's a drasha of Mani Bechinam, now, usually, I have to say, there's a famous, where's the classic example of Yesh Koch, Biyad Chacham, Akar, Dov, Nathar? Not to blow shofar and Jean-Lan on Shabbos, not to take lulav on Shabbos, right? And these types of cases. That's usually Yesh Koch, Biyad Chacham, Akar, Dov, Nathar, to shave al Taisim. Tell you not to do something. Don't blow sofa. But Yerushalmi happens to hold. Not it doesn't look like that in the Bible, but this Yerushalmi would be an example of that. They say you can go ahead and charge. I'm saying it's a very positive, very important Yerushalmi. No, there are others also. Now, the Rambam, Nilchus Adar, Perek Vavalach Zayin, right? 41. Omalando Toshvashar also Lito Asar. I'm a low torch of the stock, so not my left side. Okay? Torch of the stock, you can get paid for. Good, that's a Rabban Paskin. But, if ain't dark on Chong Lito's car, torch of the stock, if some places, that's what they report, taller than minimum welcome, you didn't pay people for, you did not pay people in torch of the stock, then you can with the Muda Hanoa guy. Now, the truth of the matter is, we have other Mekoros. We've seen now a few exceptions. We've seen that the guy's Harbatola. We've seen people who have no other parnas. That's what they do. They do this all day. And, you know, they didn't pursue any other career. We saw it's Harshimo. We saw a piece of talent, certain categories of Talmud Torah and so on. The Mishnah in Perk Alvis in general says in Perk Alvis, hey, Tzadok Omer, Al Fasan Atal is Gandal Bohem, right? The Lokad Malach Bohem, the Kachoy Hill Omer, the Stamish Matago Chalop. So you use the crown, you'll get knocked away, right? So you So actually, here if the cup is right, there's our Mishnah. Hey, he says what it means is that look in the middle. He says you shouldn't study so that you'll get paid for it. Okay, because you use it, you lose it. You lose the schar on a bar. So we shouldn't use that heter unless you absolutely have to. Now, that having been said, we do have makoros that indicate that you do have to pay a malamed. Okay, having said all this, so obviously, you know, there's a tension. We've given a number of heter. Once you have a heter charge, now it becomes obligatory to pay for parents, to pay tuition, right? So, for example, the Gemara says in Beitza, so test over the days, over the test on 44. Morris says in Beitza, Tanner of Tachliva, Achvud Rabach Hazav, Kolm, the famous Gemara, Kolm is on us, Adam Ktsumala, who didn't test on Rabach Beitza, Kolm is on us, Adam Ktsumala, Rosh Hashanah, Adam Kippurim. It's between Rosh and Kippur, that you're the next year's, you know, what you're going to make, Rosh Hashanah, Kasevon, the other Kippur, Kasevon night. So among the things of what your panos is going to be here, as Rashi says, Kolm Asha Asa, as Rashi says, Kolm Asha Asa, is Taka Rishana, right? Fine. Chutz, Ne, Tzavos, Shabbos, Tzavos, Yantar, what your parents shall be going to, and Otsa's bottom of Talmud Torah. Shem Pichay's Pops in Love, and Osef, Osef in Love. What do you see from there at the very least? You have to pay. Pay the teacher. Okay. Similar, what? Okay. Right, okay. Okay. Now, that's what I'm saying.
My father. My father.
Could be. No, that you. No, this is the Hotsah's bottom. But anyway, let me go on. Anyway, if you look, there's a famous Gemara of the Basra, Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Famous Gemara, the Amad Zulam Arab, the Ron Zachar Otsi Shatobi Shuman Gamal Shalom. You always remember the important contribution of Shuman Gamal. Who is he? Shalmole Hu Nishtakach Torah Yisrael. Not for him, the Torah would have forgotten. That's a pretty heavy duty compliment. Not for him, the whole Torah would have forgotten. What happened? Shubitchila Mishay Shalom on the Torah. Whoever had parents that passed the teacher's Torah. Which one of the kids didn't have a father? Loyal Omer, they never learned. Who's going to teach them? Never learned. Okay, because so the modern time was so important. Iskino, Shemoshim, and Melande, Kinokos, okay, in Yerushalayim. They set up a place where everybody learned in Yerushalayim. People come to Yerushalayim. So never can we see them take this art thought. But still, it didn't work. Because a dying, these teachers, oh, I'm Malin, Melando. Whoever had a father would take them to Yerushalayim. What about the kids who didn't have a son? Having a street. So therefore, Iskino Oshiv Moshim and Bechal Plach Uplach. In every district, they said this is the first public school system. They set up public schools so that everybody's able to learn. Even the orphans, the people had no father, or had fathers who came to teach them. And the joke in the Chinuch world is that why they were shooting government and why they wanted to establish schools Dafka for the orphans? Because they don't have to deal with the parent body either. And I put the point of this, but in seriousness, this is the first public school system. Okay? So originally they waited until the kid was 16 or 17. The problem is the kids are 16 or 17. We will teach in Yeshiva High School know this. So they would bring the kids in. We saw Rabbi Koi, so the Rebbe got angry at him. Mavi pulled me out, so he'll leave. Therefore, I should be a Shuman Gamal of a tea came. Shumashim alam et heroch is b'chol, medina, medina, b'chol, every year. Machnis on some kibben sheish, kibben sheva, talk to each one at 67, etc. So that's the one of Rabbi Chafal of all. Again, I'll be pastors. These teachers that they set up in every town were paid, right? So the Rambam brings the halacha. It doesn't say, but the pastor isn't really going to pay to find so many teachers.
The whole question we thought, anyway.
No, I understand.
We're trying to put it in place.
No, but you could Then originally they didn't have a school system. I said it's up to each person. So then you can argue you don't get paid, but you're setting up a formal system every town. Lashmolos is your pay. Okay. No, so
I'm trying to put you down, but
no.
Paid,
you're right. But no, you're right. But what the heck? It doesn't say what the heck there is. I'm just saying, practically speaking, is what happened. That's all. So Rambam writes, "Fill the Tamatara prayer column alongside." Oh yeah, Minigam Medina, he come out and says, no knows Schoro." That's the Rambam talked about Minigam Medina. That's exactly my point. It's just another heter. There's a heter. It became a community obligation. My point. Another. We have Schoro for all the reasons we had, but then it became more standardized. Minig Hamadina, Likach Malam, it says, Chai, no, it's Chor. The Chai, Lam, it's Chai, Shikha, Tarshu, Stavku, it's teach him to hold the whole Torah in tongue. Alo Tarshu, Mal, Pedro, Amai, it's Osir, Lam, no, it's Chor. That remains Osir, because the Tarshu, Mal, Pedro, is Osir. Mani, Bechinam, Limadat, Yavatem, Limadat, Bechinam, many and so on. Okay, and the Chamishna has a little bit of different explanation of that. Mani, Bechinam, according to the Rambam, he said, it's just like you learned from me, so you have to teach. It's an extra job, it's not important now. Now, Gosh, Mani, on that Rambam writes, let's skip to 50. Agos Maimoni writes, again, it's Oz Hay, over there in Parakalukh Talmud Torah. He says, and he reminds also that Chah, Pishik Talmud, Chah, Shim, all the reasons we said. He says, Mikan, Medaktek, Abin Osimcha, that's the third line. Agos Maimoni writes, the Chol Chidushe Sofrim, anything which is Midar Bonam, all the Chidushe Sofrim, Mutar Likat Sarmen, that's under Peace of Talmud, is all Chidushe Sofrim, that you're allowed. So that now opens up payment for a large area, Tosh Mapeh. I thought you right. That's a good question. Not much. Okay.
But not the Sarum. Why do you charge
the Sarum? I mean, Sarum, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Again, maybe there's a good question. I don't know. Maybe you're in the same category. Sarum probably spent time. I don't know. But that's around the tour. Also, passages like this in Reish Mem Hein Arzeya. He also talks about Minhag here, but he mentions the following from the Ramah. Not the Ramah, but the Allah from the Ramah with the Shaman, or Mayor Levy. So he says, about three lines, and he says, when the kid's older, they teach him to say Shema, and everything else. The third line of 51, Haya Minig Be'ir. Shalokech, Malam, Tinoch, Oschar, Nosim, Oschar, right? You have to pay. But you don't have to pay for Oschar, Mishnah, and Talmud, and so on. But he says, Chotra, Mo, Hani, Mimad, if Shalay, Dechikal, Shaita. When don't you have to pay for these other things if you're pressed for money? Avon, if Shalay, Chai, Lagma, Mishnah, Talmud, also. You have to pay for everything, which means, again, you're paying now with much. They've had to collect the salary, and people have to pay for a much broader space. Now, what does Torah mean? What does Mikra mean? It seems to be Joseph discusses there in the Reish Mem Hei. Joseph writes, look at the third line, he says, Torah, alone of Nevi'im Uksuvim. What's included in Torah? Does it mean Mamish Torah as opposed to Ma'amestim Nach? That's what Joseph writes in one place. Okay? Okay, that's interesting. This is sorry. It just says that you have to pay. I'm sorry, that may only be Torah. The tour in Reish Mem Vav, right, quotes his father, again, he says, Mokam Shinogu, but he says, the cost of Adonai, next to verse 63, the cost of Adonai of Arashal, Shinogu, Ino, Lulame, that Kobeskar, your point of it, what's left? Nothing. The tour says in the name of the Rosh, now you'll be charged for everything, but in Elo Bamele Starnate, if the guy manages nothing else. Whatever reasons, Harshima, all the reasons we mentioned. So I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, good question. It seems like that. Okay. Now the Ramah mentioned something else. Okay. Ramah mentioned maybe this we were getting out of it before with the gift. In your day, it's in Reish Mem Vav. In the Dark Moshe. Ramah in Dark Moshe. In Reish Mem Vav. I was given. He quotes from Paulus. He writes the name of the other Rinyana. He says. If the parents were giving the salary and the money to the Rebbe, it's not so much their payment, but it's coming at Torah. I want to be Mahana this Tamil Chacham. There are many people who want to give, you want to show respect.
That's for the learning, but the support of the
Rebbe. Yeah, support, not just for the Rebbe. That's a whole different question. But not going to require that to cover the Torah. He says that's also allowed. Okay?
That's really
question,
right?
And he says, I can't live off it, then you're allowed to give like everything we said. At the very end of that, about 4 lines to the bottom of Tarki Moshe, the Lachay Nagu Bechor Makomot, Sharav Shalir Yeshach Nosav, the Sipuk Ma'ansha Ir, if you do pay the Rav, the Malamdim and so on, Kadeshoi Tarach Lasos Malacha, okay, you're right. He says, Kadeshoi Tarach Lasos Malacha, otherwise, okay, so the Rav, and you could say the same thing about the Rebbeim, you're not going to pay them salaries. I have to go afterwards and, I don't know, fix paint houses or fix shoes. That's the thing.
Well, that Hillel.
Good question. Yeah, the work, a lot of people work there. Right, right. He says, but Tahora, that's what the Dr. Moshe writes. But then he adds, the Dafka Chacham HaTzorek was Abba Osher Osir. But if the guy's independently wealthy, then not. And that appears in the Shulchan Aruch. We look in the Ardation Reish Mem. Hey, Tivdalad, he says you have to force a person to pay for his children's education, even if it means you're doing the Chosav. Tivor, he said, Eino Chai Wanda Vizchar Mishra Gavon, unless you can afford it, fine. And Siv Zion writes that they would set up people in each city. The Taz, I just printed in the Ardation Reish Mem, he said, days in 56, right? He thinks Torah includes Nevi'im Ksuv. Okay. Anyway, but in Choshen Mishpat, there's an important point. The Choshen Mishpat, in Kof, Skuf, Sama Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan of the Ramah actually writes, in a place where they would have their teachers, you would collect a tax, depending on how much a person made. In other words, like today you pay a high property tax, go to public school, half the money, whatever. Right? In other words, you pay. The American United States setup is that you pay taxes. That's how you pay the public school teachers, right? And it's govern lefi mamon. It depends how much you have. That's how much you pay. Not even pay the tax. Okay, here it's done through property tax. But the same idea that the Shulchan Aruch says in Choshen Mishpat, the community is tied. By the way, everybody has to pay to support the melamdim. Not it doesn't matter if your kids in yeshiva now. You have no kids yet. They're all graduated already. It's a communal tax. That's what it looks like there in the Shulchan Aruch. Just one or two more things. Shahar says in your days from Rishma Club,
CFA?
First, I'll establish that they're allowed to be paid. Once they're allowed to be paid, that was the other
thing.
Exactly. Now, the Shahar says, again, we have the Seterim, and he writes also, Seterim from Rishma Club, end of the second line, Umashanogu Ha'idna. That which now we pay everybody, it's assuming that the guy doesn't have parnasa. Doesn't do all his other work. And the chol chidushei sofer, the high mashit and the bonon mutar lito schar lamdo. Okay, or anything which is a bonon and so on, you're allowed to teach as well for schar. And there are more rights in Sifchof Aleph. He says also, you shouldn't believe that it's not right that the Malamdim and the Rav of the city should do other labor. And but that's only if just to finish up, if he's wealthy, he can't do it. The Smak adds on the Schar Shimur, same as was caught in the Kuf Vav in 59. He says it's not just Schar Shimur Kigon Ktanim. Who are they? Lechol Adam Sheish Bal Torah. Anything where it's an effort to do it. Meaning, I think he's throwing out that you also pay a person for his preparation. That's the joke, the rabbi of the shul gets paid. He's all in the shul, works on Shabbos. Everybody else takes off on Shabbos, they're all in the shul. We get to get drushes and shir. I have to pay him for the salary. The answer is you're paying for the time you had to prepare the shir, you had to prepare the drushes. Right? The same thing here, there's a Torah. That's how I printed the tshuva slate. I won't do the whole thing from the 60s. The tshuva Marami Padua. Okay, and the time of the Ramos, Simon Mem. Okay, also right. And as a case with the rabbi, it's more than that. It's for other Torah. Okay, it's related. Just the Rambam Padawan Siman Mem is discussing what do you call it? A sichsuch between the community and the rogue. They didn't pay him for a while. They didn't take a salary, but now he wanted a salary. They didn't want a back pay. I got so much. So what did he do? The Birush Malachta also says Shona Halacha is the Darsh Midrash. He learned the Darsh Midrash. He gave Shurim, right? The whole Horos, he pops and getting in Kedushin, it's right there, it's okay, all the things. And he speaks about Tzchar Torah, all these other things. And he also mentions this idea of Torah for the effort that he has to put in. I printed the Tanya of Shul and Ksubas Kuf Hei, from that city we mentioned before, wonders. Ramon made that blanket statement that anything which is Rabbanan, you can charge for it. Tanya of Shul is not so convinced of it. The Karen Ora, the Dharam Lama Zanavay, is also not, because he says, call me the Rabbanan Charlie, what do you mean? All the Rabbanans are under Lo Sosser. back to the Torah. He says it's only a piece of Talmud, and he wonders about that also. If you want to look, just to summarize, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in your day, he has a book called Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Yud Beis, summarizes all these names. Those are the last two stories I printed. But basically, merges is, without leaving inside now, because it's late, because we have a group of heterim, okay, namely Scarbatola, or the guy has no other means of a parnasa, and that's what he does all the time, or even if he does, but it's clear that he has to be mevatel his work to go teach now. We had Schar Shimur, which we said included things which have Torah, or Pisuk Tamin, which we said in passively included a broad range of things. There are all these things you're allowed to take a schar, and that justifies what is the common practice. Okay, I'll take a opportunity to show you, right? Exactly. Okay. So this was a shiur to prevent, to defend my livelihood. Yeah.
Now that he spoke about
for my money.
He paid the money.
Right, that's a different discussion.
That's a different discussion. But then it shows the